Holmes. Who opened the door? A middle-aged woman who was, I suppose, his housekeeper. And it was she, I presume, who mentioned your name.
Exactly, said Macfarlane.
Pray proceed.
Macfarlane wiped his damp brow and then continued his narrative.
I was shown by this woman into a sitting-room where a frugal supper was laid out. Afterwards, Mr. Jonas Oldacre led me into his bedroom, in which there stood a heavy safe. This he opened and took out a mass of documents, which we went over together. It was between 11 and 12 when we finished. He remarked that we must not disturb the housekeeper. He showed me out through his own French window, which had been open all this time.
"Was the blind down?" asked Holmes.
"I will not be sure, but I believe that it was only half down. Yes, I remember how he pulled it up in order to swing open the window. I could not find my stick, and he said, 'Never mind, my boy, I shall see a good deal of you now, I hope, and I will keep your stick until you come back to claim it.' I left him there, the safe open, and the papers made up in packets upon the table. It was so late that I could not get back to Blackheath, so I spent the night at the Annerley Arms, and I knew nothing more until I read of this horrible affair in the morning."
"Anything more that you would like to ask, Mr. Holmes?" said Lestrade, whose eyebrows had gone up once or twice during this remarkable explanation.
"Not until I've been to Blackheath."
"You mean to Norwood?" said Lestrade.
"Oh, yes, no doubt that is what I must have meant," said Holmes with his enigmatical smile.
Lestrade had learned by more experiences than he would care to acknowledge that that razor-like brain could cut through that which was impenetrable to him. I saw him look curiously at my companion.
"I think I should like..."